This is the SML Podcast.
Chewing Skittles is really difficult.
Yeah, that's why I'm not going to do introductions until you're done with your Skittles.
You know you're not going to edit it. Come on.
I'll chop this beginning off. I will chop beginnings and endings.
I won't let you.
Jesus Christ. What's up, everyone? I'm Joe.
I'm chewing.
He's Skittles.
Yeah.
This is an SML podcast of...
I don't know what number it is.
50-something.
59.
It's number 59. I think 56.
That sounds about right.
And starting this episode...
This one
right now, if you're listening to it on Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, you got it either from YouTube, my MP3s, iTunes, or Save Continue. But if it's Monday or later, there is a very good chance that you got this from BleedingCool.com, who is now going to be carrying this podcast.
BleedingThrough.com.
I'm excited that we're going to be on a website that has like actual readers and exposure.
I'm a reader.
Instead of the 12 people who go to Save Continue.
I read Save Continue.
Yeah, me too. Then again, I also write on Save Continue.
I don't anymore.
You should start.
I have an excuse.
Oh, man. We did like spring cleaning for the website. Let go of like 8 people.
So like...
Like completely gone from the site now.
Oh.
Including Tim.
Oh, cool.
Because he's like, oh, I'm a writer. I write for Save Continue. You wrote 3 things in a year. You are not a writer.
I did 3, I think.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, special guest this week, welcoming back Mr. Adam Rippon.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Or was it Rippon? I forget how it was.
Just Rippon.
Rippon.
Yeah.
Adam Groupon.
Adam Groupon is back.
Adam Poupon.
He's going to help save us money.
Hell yeah.
By going out to eat. Save
15%. Man, I'm getting all about the fucking couponing since I'm going to be moving into my own place. Like, I don't give a fuck. I will be that guy with like 30 coupons in the supermarket just being like, hey, fuck y'all, I'm saving money. I'll be that guy. Oh, you want to wait like, you know, 20 minutes for your bag of chips? I'm sorry. I'm not sorry.
You are horrible.
I will be that guy.
I've never watched any of those shows about extreme couponing, but it does seem like a tremendous pain in the ass.
Extreme couponing is a little... I'm not going to go that far. That's like a fucking lifestyle. It's like, hey, yeah. Like you bug all your friends to fucking like give you the coupons that they don't use so that you can search through them and be like, oh my God, this one I can stack up onto other coupons so I can save an extra 10 fucking cents.
People make fun of those, but the one person I'm friends with on Facebook, she'll post like month to month, she'll post big scores. Like she'll go to Dollar General or something and do all this shopping, like $150 worth of shit that she paid $9 for.
Yeah.
It's fucking nuts.
See, but the thing is like a lot of the times the way that it works is it's really like you, what they call is a stockpile.
Yeah.
So you just like, you build up this mass quantity of shit.
So you
that
have,
eventually you'll use.
Yeah. Like I don't under, need to get 75 rolls of paper towels tonight.
No, but you can.
I can. Yeah.
Right. But that's essentially what they do. They have like this warehouse. They have their own like store that they go to essentially. And they just stock it up.
That?
I have no idea.
That was my alarm. Sorry.
What the fuck are you breaking, Adam?
I'm a bastard. I know.
God it's damn it!
Reminder,
this is why we can't have nice things.
Fruit kombucha because I'm a hippie.
Kombucha.
Oh God.
Nice.
We can't have nice things.
No, we can't.
There, I tilted the mic up. I sound louder now.
Yeah. Well.
Oh my God! Talk. There's volume.
Right. You're projecting like a real human.
Look, mine's almost as big as yours now.
Almost.
You're Schwartz?
Yeah.
Big. Yeah. So anyway, video games.
So yeah, video games.
So,
coupons.
Internet coupon.
Coupons
Adam Groupon is on the show.
They have coupons for
you,
games.
You might
stuff.
Remember Adam as the developer of Dargon Fantasy.
Dagron.
Yeah, Dagron Fantasy by by Adam Groupon, which I feel bad. We had him on, and we decided not to play any of the music from it because Dale was going to be on.
And then Dale was on came for on. Like 20 minutes.
Dale was on for like 40 minutes, and all of his requests were fucking Tenetta.
Yeah, so,
oh my God.
Oh man. Yeah, I mean, we'll play him this time, right?
So, yeah. This time? Yeah, I guess we'll finally get to the music of Dragon Fantasy.
We'll get to it. Like, we had better things to do.
Fine. This week's music is Dale North. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah.
What an episode.
Yeah. So, Adam, last time that we had you on, we were talking about our 4th of February, correct?
Indeed we were.
Yes, indeed.
So, how'd you do? Did you keep up with it?
I got almost all the way through my 4th of February.
Well, give us the details.
Give me this. Let's give me them deets.
The deets. The deets. Deets.
Well, let's see. The deets would be the first week or so of February, I beat Fire Emblem.
All right, tell us about that. How'd that go for you?
About halfway through that when I started, and God, that game is great. The 3DS one, I should say. I beat that. Took a while longer than I thought it would. Moved on to Mario 3D World for Wii U.
Nice.
Beat that one in like an afternoon. You know, it's not... It's not super hard. Mario has been getting progressively more and more pastel over the years, but like the meow that everybody does in that game, I was just like,
suits.
Oh, it's too much for me.
it was for all the furries.
Part of it. What was that?
It was for all the furries that are fans
of
Mario.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, and that's cool and all, but the 100 millionth time I heard him go meow, I was just like, shut up.
Did you count them out?
Did I count them?
Yeah.
It should have.
Yes, it was actually 100 million. Actually, I should say it was 99,999,872, but that's pretty close.
He's rounding. I'll let it slide.
You rounded up.
Yeah.
For the sake of, you know, driving home the fact that it happens a lot.
Yeah.
We'll round
yeah.
it up.
Meow. Because, you know, 100 million really sounds like a lot more than 99,999,872.
I don't know. When you when it's more drawn out, yeah, then you're like, dude, that's a lot of numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I could say a trillion, and you're like, okay. Or I could say 900,999.999, and that just sounds like a lot more.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Yeah.
So anyway, I beat that.
Meow.
And then I was like halfway through that one when I started. Then they did Pikmin 3, which I hadn't even unwrapped. And man, I fucking loved that. Pikmin 3 is great. I want to I want to have its video game babies. Like, I liked Pikmin. I never played Pikmin 2, but I really liked the first one.
Dragon Pikmin 4 confirmed?
Yeah, exactly. Totally.
Pikmin Fantasy Book 3.
Pikmin Fantasy Book 17, yeah. But yeah, like it's a fucking great game, and I had a lot of fun playing it, and I've recommended it to a lot of friends recently in the last couple of weeks because, a friend of mine just got a Wii U for whatever reason, you know, is her like all of a sudden she's like, I want to play video games for the first time ever. She gets a Wii U and Zelda. And I'm like, well, that's a cool choice. Followed up with Pikmin and she's like going nuts on it. So that's good.
Tell her to download Earthbound.
What was that?
Tell her to download Earthbound.
Oh yeah, totally. I will do that. That's a good idea. Actually, she's a literary, she's a writer, so she'd probably really enjoy it.
Nice.
And then I've been working on Ni No Kuni, finishing Ni No Kuni. And I love Ni No Kuni, but like the battle system in that game just drives me nuts. I I feel like it fell apart under its own weight by the end of the game. Like, so I got, you know, I was near the end of the game, right before like, Shadar, who's, you know, one of the main enemies of the game. And then I beat him, and now I'm like in the last tower, and I'm just like, oh, I don't want to keep fighting these monsters. Cause like, it just ends up being, you know, I button mash through the battles at the end of the game. And then I heal myself. I repeat like 1700 times, and then I fight the last, you know, the bosses, and they're not hard. They're just, they take forever.
So they're just tedious.
Yeah. They're just tedious. Cause the game, like, you don't have, for a game about a magician, you don't have that many magic spells in it.
That sucks.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like, you know, the game is really good. It's just, it's not balanced very well.
No.
And, you know, like experientially, like playing the game, it's beautiful. It's an amazing experience. It's just, it's not fun.
And that's what a game should be when it comes down to it. So.
Yeah. I mean, I still got to give them incredible props for making one of the most amazingly rich worlds I've ever experienced.
It's beautiful, too.
Yeah, but like, man, I wish that game was fun.
But hey, I mean, the fact that you even got a decent amount accomplished on your fourth game, I would say you pretty much won for February.
Like, yeah,
you got a lot done. So,
what was your progress?
Well, to recap, Pokemon X was the first one.
Yeah.
Or Y, whichever one had the cooler Charizard.
Pokemans.
I was like, I think when I picked it back up, I think I had like 5 or 6 gyms done or something like that.
All right.
Beat that, which I enjoyed. I actually, unfortunately, I had to get rid of it because like right now I'm like having some financial issues. So I had to get rid of it. I really wish I didn't.
But I wish you would have told me, because I would have just bought the damn thing off you.
Man, it was...
And you would have gotten more from me than you would have from GameStop.
I know. Well, I actually got rid of it to the video game store in Wilkes-Barre.
Fucking boner.
I know.
What did you get for it?
Like $16 or something.
Fucking boner.
I know.
We would have thrown you 20, 25.
I know. It's
like Dokapon, where we offered more than them.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, I you know, I'll probably, I don't know. I might pick it up again. The only problem is I didn't save my save file.
Oh,
so I'd have to start it over again. But it was honestly, it was enjoyable enough that I wouldn't mind playing through it again. Hmm. I really wouldn't. Cause like, you know, you could have a different starter Pokemon and give yourself a different, you know, a completely different, setup, you know.
Did you and Jordan both register your 3DSs on Club Nintendo?
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I know you can get the, right now they're having the offer with that. Like, yeah,
I'm hoping that some cheap codes pop up on eBay.
Oh,
that would be awesome.
I never thought about that actually. But yeah, so I mean, as it stands right now, I literally have no games for my 3DS, which is boner. But anyway, second game, I strong-armed in Mega Man 2 because I never played a Mega Man game in my entire life.
What?
I never played a Mega Man game.
Isn't that disgusting? What kind of inhuman
disgusted.
Son of a bitch?
I know. So one day I was hanging out with Joe and you know, I kind of mentioned, I don't know how we got on the topic, but I mentioned to him, like, I never played a Mega Man before. He's like, you're playing one right now. I'm like, okay.
Yep.
So I sat down and I played through it and I enjoyed it. I really, really dug it. Do I think I would have beaten the game without Joe next to me telling me, like, you know, parts when I didn't know what to do? Probably not. There's a little bit to that game that I don't think I would have grasped like on my first sit down with it.
Yeah, usually the weaknesses.
Yeah. Like that stuff and even just like certain parts where it's just like, you know, it might have taken me a while, like that one room to get through the fucking lasers and then purposely die to go through it again so that the walls aren't there.
Oh yeah, the wall boss.
Like that have fucking drove me crazy. Yeah, I mean, like, it's, I enjoyed it. I'll probably try and find some more Mega Man games to play, but not right away.
You mean on your Wii?
Correct. I do own a Wii, and I will not get rid of the Wii because of what has been done to it.
You're welcome.
but anyway, third game was Dead Island Riptide, which I enjoy the Dead Island series. I really, really do. I enjoyed the game overall. I liked, like, there were certain things that they kept exactly the same from the first one. There was a couple things that they changed that I actually really enjoyed. I think overall, I really, really liked it, but man, that fucking ending pissed me off. Yep. Like, it's literally, like, without any spoilers, it's just, like, you're playing, and then you're done. Like, it's just, like, it's like, all right, here's the end of the game. Hope you enjoyed it. Like, that's it? Like, what? Like, I literally sat there going, like, I'm done? I didn't think I was done. Like,
yeah.
I feel like there's more to it, but nope, apparently I'm done.
And
like,
you can't go back to finish any quests that you didn't get
like,
to.
Son of a fucking bitch. Like, yep. I was furious. But, I mean, like I said, overall, I really did enjoy it. I think it's worth a playthrough. I might go back and play it again as a different character. Just, you know, just for a little bit of a change of pace and a change of gameplay style. I mean, to be completely honest, I think, you know, anybody that picks the game up, are you really picking it up for a really solid storyline?
No, you're picking it up to kill zombies.
And I killed a lot of zombies and had fun doing it. So
yeah, Pappy and I co-oped that whole game together. Yet for some reason, we didn't get the co-op achievement, which I don't fucking know what the hell happened there.
Whatever.
But we hit the end part, and we thought that the prompt that came up was like, this is the point of no return. You're going to go fight the final area right now. And we're like, okay, let's go do this. Let's finish this up. And then it's like, game over. What the?
And it's done. You're like, what?
I thought we were going to the final area, not ending the game.
Right. So I'm just like, oh, okay, whatever.
So,
but yeah, so I was kind of meh about that one. And then the last game that was technically on my list that I was attempting to try and get through was the first Max Payne.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's just a little too, I don't want to say glitchy, because I'm playing the PC version. It actually looks really good. Like, they did a lot of updates to the graphics, so it actually doesn't look that bad. The controls weren't that bad on PC, but the problem is, like, there was just certain stuff where it was like, I would hit a room and I would like go into my bullet time and try and kill everybody in the room. There's like six or seven guys and I just can't fucking do it. It's like, I'll go in, I'll kill like maybe four of them. And then as soon as I get out of bullet time, it's just, I'm fucking dead. So, I couldn't really progress any further. So I'm just like, man, I just kind of gave up on it. So, yeah. I mean, I guess, I don't know. Technically, if you do want to try and say that I made a little bit of progress on another game, albeit I did beat this game like a bajillion times, but I didn't play it for about a solid year, year and a half. I started playing Diablo again.
Doesn't count.
But now.
Doesn't count.
Now, hold on.
Doesn't count.
I started my first hardcore character.
Doesn't count.
I don't think you understand the severity of hardcore.
I know what hardcore is, but it's a game you've already beat.
But this is on hardcore.
Okay, but you already beat the game, so.
This is different. It's different. Honestly, and not to be like, I don't, not to really revisit the Diablo patch for too long. But the patch that they just did in anticipation of the new expansion, it changed so much that the game feels completely different to me now.
Doesn't count.
In a very good, I'm just saying in general.
Okay. Still doesn't count.
It's really, really good. but yeah,
Adam, so does it count?
Doesn't count.
Fuck. There you go. Fuck
well,
you.
Anyway, so I did three. But I don't know. I mean, I now that like I've got some changes in my personal life and stuff like that, like things started to get a little bit hectic towards the end. So
you're a woman now.
Not yet. No. So, I mean, like, I still have a ton of stuff in my back catalog.
You have a ton of stuff.
I do. Now I know what it's like to be Joe.
No, no, you don't.
I do. In some certain aspects. Actually, now I did. We'll get to this later.
When you buy a game digitally because your physical copy is a day late, then you'll know what it's like to be me.
Well,
oh God, you posted about that, didn't you? What game was that?
Well, I don't think I posted that we bought the digital one, but South Park.
Yeah, yeah. I just remember you saying something about how it was late and
fucking
you were
Amazon going
to die because of that, because it was like
I almost did.
Know. Yeah, well, that's not good. You should probably sue the company, let them know that like.
Amazon gave me a $10 promotional credit.
Hey, man, that's free money.
Yeah, that
free
that,
money.
That made my Dark Souls guide $10 cheaper.
Fucking Dark. Dude, like, I need Stick of Truth. I need the Diablo expansion. I actually really want Dark Souls 2. There's just so much shit going on that I want so bad. So bad.
So, yeah, Chris, I'll talk about my 4 for February. Thanks for asking.
Well, yeah, we're getting there.
Thanks for asking about me, Tim.
We're getting there.
Adam would have asked.
I would. How did you do on your video games?
I did pretty good, Adam. Thanks for asking.
No problem.
Let's see.
I care about you.
The first game I tackled was Sleeping Dogs. I was maybe a quarter of the way through it when I stopped last time. Ended up completing the main story. I did the Zodiac Tournament DLC, Nightmare North Point DLC, and the Year of the Dragon DLC. So I like did everything in that game, except I didn't finish off all the achievements because I know I'll never do all the street races in that game.
Oh, that's, yeah. I remember you talking about the
races.
So
I didn't even bother with some of the other challenges and achievements in the game.
Yeah.
I beat the story good enough for me.
Yeah.
So Sleeping Dogs, killed that one off. Next up was Rise. I was about halfway through that when I stopped. Figure, hey, I should probably complete one of these Xbox One launch titles I picked up.
So, probably.
So I went back, finished that one off. I didn't get all the collectibles, which...
To me, when you're trying to get through a 4 for February, I think the least that you could do is at least finish the main storyline. Any kind of like completionist kind of thing, that's a different.
I would have loved to complete everything in that one just because there aren't a ton of collectibles. Just some of them are harder to find.
Right.
You know, they're off a side path or something that I just missed. And then there's comics as well where if you go into your stats, the in-game stats will say what levels you missed stuff in.
That's cool, though.
Except the comic books, you need to use the smart glass.
Oh.
On a tablet.
Oh, I don't like that at all.
Like, I have smart glass on my phone. I have a Windows phone. So I'm like, yeah, let me link this up, and I'll see what stages I'm missing the comics in, and I'll go back.
Only on tablet
only. Well, fuck you, Rise. How about that? My smaller screen isn't good enough for you?
Right. You would think that it would essentially just be the same platform, but just a different fucking screen. Yeah, like,
whatever. If that one ever drops in price, because I think it's still full price now. If it ever drops, if it ever drops, I'll probably pick it back up because GameStop was doing a thing where if you trade select Xbox One games in, you save at least $30 on a brand new game. And this is Rise, a launch title. I got $32.50 out of it towards Lords of Shadow 2.
Yeah, I'd do it too.
So a game it's got some miles on it already, still getting $32. Fuck it. It'll be $20 eventually. I'll get it back.
Yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely. I agree with you 100%.
So Rise is done for me for now. I did complete the story, so there's two down.
Yep.
Oh, burping. Game number three was Knack for the PS4, another launch title. I didn't beat it yet, but I got a good chunk of the way through it. I love the game. It's just some of the areas could be stupid frustrating because of how fragile the tiny Knack can be.
Like, I remember you talking about that before.
You get hit twice and you're dead.
Yeah.
And the checkpoints, some of them are spaced out far enough that you'll go through an entire room of bad guys, feel really good about yourself, and then the next guy kills you, and then you have to go back and clear out that other room all over again. So it could be frustrating, and I spend a lot more time on it than I want to.
Yeah.
On the upside, I usually play that when I'm riding the exercise bike.
Well, there you go.
So I've put a lot of miles on playing Knack.
There you go.
I do plan to finish it hopefully this month. It's not a game where I want to just, I didn't beat it in March and just whatever, I'll never get to it.
Yeah.
I do want to beat it because I'm having a lot of fun with it and I do want to see it to the end.
Right.
But it didn't happen in March.
Yeah, whatever.
My fourth original pick was Dishonored. I played the intro. And that was about it.
I was actually really excited to hear what you like.
I know. I really want to go back to it. Like I put up my 4th of February article on Save Continue already. And at the end, I'm joking around. Oh, I didn't get to it. I did play a different game.
Save it for your more for March.
More for March.
I did get to a different game.
I'm
going to
do a Just Kidding June. And play say that I'm gonna play certain games but play something completely different, so I'm actually gonna say I got the new Diablo expansion, but in reality I'm just playing Roller Coaster Tycoon 2.
Well, we have 4 for February, we have more in March, we have another more in April.
Maybe
a few more May,
maybe a few more,
just a couple more June. Just a couple more again, July.
No, I think July's be just shoot me.
Yeah.
But on the article on Save Continue, which you could go to savecontinue.com and read all my thoughts on the games, I joked around at the end saying, I'm hoping to get to Dishonored this month. South Park is out, and then Titanfall is out, and then Dark Souls 2 is out, and then Infamous is I'm never fucking getting to Dishonored, am I?
No, probably not.
Since I didn't get anywhere on that, I did switch to a different fourth game. Thomas Was Alone for the PS3.
Good choice.
It's simplistic looking puzzle game. And first glance, you think, oh, I'll just breeze through this real quick. Some of the puzzles can, they can work your brain a bit.
Yeah.
It's nothing that'll frustrate you or make you stop. They're not hard per se.
You just have to, it's not something you're just going to fucking, yeah.
Then again, I'm good with puzzle games, so most of them, I'm just like, oh, da-da-da-da.
Right.
It was really fun. I even went through and found all the collectibles in all the worlds. There's two per world. Each world has, I think, 10 stages, and I think there's 7 or 8 worlds.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a fun game to finish off, and that technically gives me 3 out of 4 for February. So
I mean, we all did 3.
Yeah.
We all did solid 3.
And then a bonus one.
A boner one.
Which technically I didn't finish until 2 days ago, so it's early March, but I got my 100% in the Lego Movie video game.
Nice. I still haven't seen the movie yet.
Oh, it's so good.
I know. I want to.
What'd you say, Adam?
How is that? How is the Lego Movie game?
Oh, it's a Lego game. If you've played a Lego game, you know what to expect.
I just, because now it's a movie license game, I figured it would be crappy. And then I started thinking about it, it's a Lego game, so it's still probably pretty good.
Yeah, the thing I liked about it.
I could tell which it would be,
It's a Lego game, so of course it's good. I actually played a few of the stages before I saw the movie, and the cutscenes in the game are scenes from the movie. So when I got 3 levels in, I'm like, I need to stop playing this until I see the movie.
Yeah.
And then watching the movie, I'm like, oh, I did this part. Oh, I did this part. And in my mind, I'm like, oh, there was a chase through the city. In the game, you actually played the chase through the city.
But it wasn't shown in the movie?
Well, they would just show clips of it, but you're playing more fleshed out versions. The one area you have to, they escape the one Wild West area, they're being chased by the bad cop, and they just run across the rooftops, and you know, the movie goes on from there. In the game, you're actually playing the level, going through the rooftops, solving the different puzzles to go through. It just takes different sections and expands
them. Yeah. That's very cool.
Huh. Yeah, and that is really cool. Sounds like they must have actually, like,
cared,
you know, had the movie and the game teams talk to each other.
Probably. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. They even, I might be a first for the Lego games. They actually got almost all of the cast to record additional dialogue specifically for the game.
Wow.
I think the only person that I didn't think was him was Channing Tatum. In the movie, he does a quick cameo as Superman.
Okay.
And Jonah Hill is the Green Lantern playing off of their 21 Jump Street.
Okay.
Jonah Hill was in the game. If it wasn't Jonah Hill, it sure as fuck sounded like him. Will Arnett was in the game. Morgan Freeman was in the game. Like, everyone. Damn. Will Ferrell was in the game.
Huh.
I mean, someone like the grunting and stuff, you could tell that they hired someone else.
Yeah.
But the actual lines of dialogue were the actors, which I thought was really cool.
That's really cool. That's very, very cool. Yeah, I still really want to play it. But yeah, like you said, I remember you mentioning that it took stuff from the movie. I want to see the movie first.
Yeah.
Before I get into it. Because I do want to play, like, I think I played Lego Batman. And I fucking loved it, man. Like, I love the Lego games. I really do. And I've been wanting a Lego game to get. I wanted to get Lego Marvel because it was on sale on Steam the one time, but I just didn't have money. But, like, I either want to pick, like, something like that up, or maybe, like, the Pirates of the Caribbean one or something. I don't know.
The Pirates one was good. Between Lego Marvel Super Heroes and the Lego Movie game, I like the Lego Movie more.
Yeah?
There was a lot more to do in Lego Marvel, but in my eyes, it got to the point where there was just too much to do. Too many characters to save, too many activities to do, too many gold bricks to find. Like, in Lego Marvel, I think there were 200 some gold bricks to find through all the levels, the side quests, everything else.
Oh my god.
In Lego Movie, there were 70.
Oh.
It's a much smaller, shorter game, but I completed it. I 100%ed it, all the achievements, and I felt I had a great time. I could have played a little bit more, but I'm good.
Yeah.
Lego Marvel, near the end, I'm like, Jesus Christ, how much more do I have to fucking do in this?
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun, but it's just, like, the levels felt way too long.
Yeah.
The fucking races in Lego Marvel, I hated.
Well, you don't really care for races in general, do you?
Well, like, it's because of the controls. Like, the flying controls in that game can eat my ass. They are fucking terrible. And when you're trying to navigate flying through, like, different Lego rings up and down, like, if you hit the wrong direction, you just stop flying and turn around.
Oh.
Or if you have to hold the Y button to, like, lower down, if you bump it twice, you stop flying and fall to the ground.
No, that's great.
It's just irritating, and the races would go on so long. I said this before, that's one of the first Lego games since I think the original Lego Star Wars that I didn't complete after starting it. Everything else, I have 1,000 out of 1,000 achievements.
Yeah.
Or I have platinum trophies on the Vita.
Right.
Because I love the fucking Lego games. They're just a blast to play. You know, they force you to go back through the stages a second time so you could find all the collectibles.
Yeah.
But once you beat the game and you have all the characters, you can fly through the stages because the story has all the cutscenes and everything else. Free play, it's just, here's this area. Okay, now here's this area. Now here's this area. You're done.
Yeah.
And it makes it, oh God, cat just jumped on me and fell.
I saw that, yeah.
I had such a blast with the Lego Movie, and I biked a lot on that one as well.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's a lot of games that I want to start playing. Like, I'm gonna start, like, getting more into Diablo because now it's, like, a lot more enjoyable now. I actually, a bunch of friends of mine and I, we I don't know if you've ever heard of this game, Adam, but it's a, I'm terrible at RTSs, like really, really bad.
Okay.
But the game is called Sins of a Solar Empire.
Yep, definitely heard of it. I haven't played it, but I'm familiar with it.
So Sins of a Solar Empire, the basic, the very basic, like minuscule part of this game is you start the game and you own, like you populate a planet. That planet
explodes.
That planet has some resources that you can collect, metal from like certain asteroids and crystal. So your main resources are your metal, your crystal, and your credits, which is your money. Uh-huh. You will take that and build ships and build like a small little empire, and you will go through space and you will take over like other planets and like asteroids and all this other stuff. And that's like how the premise of the game, like you'll build outward. Now, depending on how you set the game up, all right? Like I was playing with three other friends. We had it set up where there were 16 different solar systems. So you have your planet, which is part of a solar system, which is a bunch of other planets and asteroids and all this other stuff. And that solar system, you can go through wormholes and come out in other solar systems. And then you explore that solar system. There were 16 of them. Like the scale that you can get from this game is crazy. Like you could have like, I think it's like 10 players or something like that. You can have a game like that and you might not see another player for like a few hours.
Wow.
It's really nuts.
I just want to say before you started talking about the solar systems, if I ignored the word space, it sounded like Breaking Bad, the video game. Yeah, we have these resources and there's money,
crystal,
and crystal. And you got to try taking over other things.
Well, now the thing that's interesting about it now, I mean,
I blame the meth scene in South Park for making me think this.
Okay.
So,
the thing with like RTSs in general, like I'm just not like it's general RTS fare that you have resources that you gather and you use that to, you know, to build certain kind of stuff so that you can either fight or influence other players and whatnot. You have your economies and your defenses and the research that you end up doing so you could build different shit and all that kind of stuff. That's all there. With Sins, there's this extra like couple other things that they end up adding into it that make it really interesting. One is the pirates. So there is a independent AI like player system that they are mercenaries for hire, and you can put bounties on players' heads and the pirates will go after them and fuck their shit up.
That's funny.
On top of that, cool. Now there's certain things that you can spec in the game so that you can attempt to control the pirates without the other players knowing. The other thing that's really interesting about it is the resource black market. So if you have an excess of metal or crystal or something like that and you want to sell it, you can sell it to the black market at a certain price, or you can buy it on the black market at a certain price. Or you can auction it. You can essentially auction it and set your own price, and other players can buy it at whatever price that you set it at without knowing whose it is. So essentially, like, you could be like in a huge like feud with one of these players, but you can have a real high abundance of a resource that they really need, and they might be just like funneling you money without
so
even
they're
knowing.
Funding you fucking them up.
Yeah. It's so like there's just real minuscule things that just like that are just really interesting to me about this game, and I am fucking terrible at it, but it's really fun.
I know, like I know what comes next. Dragon Fantasy Solar Empire.
Oh my dude. Honestly, like you gotta see like some what's really crazy about it too. I think it came out in like maybe like 2007, so it's not like too old. But when you like, when you zoom in or out, and like depending on how far you like, you can go as far out as seeing like multiple solar systems. Like like our game had 16. It's a ton. Like that's just huge.
Yeah.
You can go from all of those solar systems to go all the way down to zoom in to see the detail of your ship.
Wow.
You can see the detail of the planets. Like it blew my mind the first time that I actually sat down to play it. But like the games, you can either make them go really, really long or really short. And that's just how you can kind of use RTSs in general. But speaking of RTSs, that's what I've just been playing recently. And speaking of RTSs, one of the only RTSs that I actually enjoyed and was half decent at is getting remade. Like, well, I don't know if I should say remade, but it's getting like optimized and re-released on Steam, and that is Age of Mythology. So Age of Mythology finally got, like, I don't think there's an official release date yet, but they have announced that they're going to do a re-release and they're going to put it on Steam. And I'm really excited for that because that was really the only one that I kind of like. It's simple enough that you can understand it, but complex enough that you could sit and really like have some fun with it. So I'm really looking forward to that. So what have you been playing recently?
How about you, Adam? We'll go to you first since you've been kind of quiet for a while.
I'm playing, I'm obviously still trying to finish Ni No Kuni, but I've been playing Bravely Default.
Fuck yeah.
Which is really good. I haven't gotten very far into it yet because I've been focusing on my four. But I don't know. I'm like 3 or 4 hours into it. It's pretty good. I really like what they did with the battle system. Have either of you played it at all?
Me.
I think Bravely Default might be the generalized consensus like game of the year from the podcast.
Yeah,
like,
it's so just far.
Everybody like that we've had on. And Joe obviously plays it a lot. Like,
oh, wait, Adam,
like,
here,
loving it.
Here's a better question for Chris. Did you play the free fucking demo yet?
Dude, I really don't like.
How expensive is it?
It's, I know it's
how expensive
free.
Is it?
It's free. It's goddamn right. Free. Listen, I will get to it. I fucking promise you, I will get to it. The reason why, and I said this last week.
Bravely Default, 4 for February 2015, confirmed.
I said last week that the only reason why I haven't played the demo yet is because I don't want to really enjoy it and then be like, there's another fucking game that I have to try and like get money and pull out of my ass and blow dudes on the corner for it. Like,
hey, you got to do what you got
to
do.
Like, it's just, I have enough problems that I'm going to have to try and figure.
Shut your mouth for great games.
You know, nobody pays out what they need to anymore. And it's just, it's, I think that's why I'm just so frustrated. But like, just the fact that I have to try and figure out Diablo, because like that is like number one on my priority list game wise. And then Stick of Truth, that's like number two in my game. Like that has to happen for me. And then honestly, I think Bravely Default might be the third thing that I need to pick up. It all depends.
But the demo.
I know. I just don't want to get sucked in. I don't, because I have the feeling that I will. Jordan did. Jordan played it a little bit.
Okay.
She hasn't really like told me if she enjoyed it or not. I think it's a little overwhelming for her right now. But she'll get the hang of it. She enjoyed like the Dragon Quest like games, so I'm sure she'll get the hang of it. I'm sure she'll understand it. So she's really like she really only plays like RPGs. Like that's it. Like that's the only things that she enjoys. So I'm gonna assume with how everybody has been talking about this game and how everybody's really enjoying it, I'm gonna assume that she's really gonna like it as well. So one of us is gonna get it, and if she gets it, I'm sure I'll play it a little bit. But I don't know. I mean, like it. I will get to it eventually.
Get the demo. What else are you playing, Adam?
mostly working, other than playing Bravely Default and Ni No Kuni.
Working's a good game.
What was that?
Working's a good game.
Working is a good game, yeah. I've been working on the 3DS version of Dragon Fantasy Book 1.
And Bass Challenge.
Bass Challenge.
Dragon Bass Fantasy Challenge, Bass yes. Challenge.
I forgot about that.
I actually am going to I'm delaying the PC, Mac, and console updates for releases for Book 2 because I want to add some more stuff to it. Maybe I will add a Bass Challenge in there just for you.
Yes,
that would be hysterical.
We could host it.
There's actually, now that I think about it, the middle of the game, like I had to cut scenes from it in order to get the game out on time. And I had to cut like, you know, adequate QA. So it was really super buggy. that's just the nature of the video game bastard business.
Shit happens.
The middle of the game, there's a town called South Cape where there's a beach that I made and it looks really nice. And I was super happy with the beach, but I never got to do anything on that beach.
Bass Challenge. About,
fishing. Yeah.
Joe Cam, yep. Joe Cam and Chris H, NPCs. I will die happy.
I can do that.
Yeah, I am easy enough to program. That, fat character, bald head, big beard.
Yeah. I was thinking, send me pictures.
That'd be awesome.
I was thinking, boss battle with the Black Queen, who's not really established well enough as the villain early enough in the game, I think. So I was thinking boss battle with her. I was thinking she'd be like riding atop a giant crab because giant crab bosses are cool. I could make a joke about crabs, which is always good.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Gotta love crab jokes.
Yes.
Yep. And then maybe afterwards you can fish there.
Yes.
And then I can make jokes about my friend Ben McGraw's game Sully, which is an RPG about seafood.
I like the pitch. It's an RPG about seafood. It's like, I've always wanted to play as a shrimp as the main character.
Yeah. Oh, God.
The main character is a clam.
Oh, I was so close.
The only thing I'm thinking is he said boss battle, and I'm like, what about a bass bottle? And that's how you open the fishing game.
A bass bottle?
Yes.
Bass bottle.
Bass bottle from the boss battle.
Bass bottle.
Oh my God. The boss battle drops a bass bottle.
And you deliver the bottle to a guy named Bass. And you have to battle him to unlock the fishing game. So the boss battle drops
drops Bass's bottle.
Well, the boss battle drops the bass bottle
verbatim, and then you have written down in my notes as boss battle drops a bass bottle. You use it to unlock the fishing game. I like that. That's good stuff.
Battle drops bass bottle, and you have to battle bass. Who's the boss? So you can catch bass.
Battle the bass boss, so you can.
What the fuck is wrong with us?
And then when
this all turns up in the game, we're going to be like, oh my God, what have we done?
If you put that into the game, I'm going to get one of those digital picture frame things, and I'm going to figure out how to make it a video, and it's just going to be a loop of just like that stuff happening in the game. And I'm going to hang it up on my wall and be like,
oh my God,
I'm part of a video game.
Start saving your pennies for the digital picture frame because I'm gonna do this.
You have no fuck, and I will cherish that motherfucker. That'd be the greatest thing ever. I love that it's fishing.
What is wrong?
If you want to have like a cheap joke in there, you can make a joke about me being vegan and having and being a part of a fishing competition.
Sure, why not?
I award you for all the fish that you catch, and Chris awards you for all of the trash that you catch from the ocean.
or all the fish that you don't catch.
It'll be like Animal Crossing, where you catch like a fucking boot or a tire, and you turn it into him if you save up enough, and he could give you special items. Like five tires gets you one shitty healing potion. Just like horrible, horrible rewards
that
take forever to get.
You collect like You collect like 7 or 8 boots, and then you get like just like a really shitty like holding bag. It's like I had to repurpose the leather.
You get like, level 1 foot armor.
And there you go. And just be like, oh, but it's green because I recycled all of them for you.
Alternates for the crafting ingredients.
I love it. I love it. I fucking love it.
Fuck you, Tim. We can make games too.
Shmanap-bap-bap-bap.
Weekly wah-wah.
Weekly wah-wah.
Is this fucking idea?
Listen, greatest fucking idea ever.
Oh my God.
I don't even care. I'll take it to the grave, man.
I'll lose my shit if this makes it in the
game.
I'm
telling you, I'm going to start saving up for that fucking picture frame because I have a feeling like Adam's a man of promise.
I love me some puns. So a bass bottle that is dropped in a boss battle, you had me at that.
Yeah. So perfect.
There's nothing I can do to not do this now.
I love it. I love it. I'm so excited. I'm so fucking excited.
And if you ever add, you know, full voice acting, let me know.
Yeah. Maybe for book 3.
I've been told since high school that I have a voice for voiceovers.
I have a face for radio.
Yeah, me too.
I've been told voice acting should be in my repertoire as well.
Well, I have all the recording equipment to do so. So if you need an NPC, you swing it my way.
All right. I will do so.
I don't know
when the hell I'm going to do Dragon Fantasy Book 3, but you know.
I'm down.
I would say a narrator, but I would rather say a narrator.
A narrator.
If you need a narrator.
Or if you need some really shitty music, I could hook you up with that too.
Once upon a time. In a land far, far away.
You need to get like a British lady to say literally as literally.
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 Yeah.
Like latrine, but it's...
Yeah, yeah. Or like a rally of
literally. Literally latrine.
A bunch of skeletons having a race.
In a long time ago, there was a sea that was filled with fish.
Excuse me.
It demanded to be caught.
Jesus Christ. So, Joe, what else have you been playing? Well, you've been playing Stick of Truth, right?
I've been playing South Park so fucking much. Ashley bought it for me, the digital version, last night.
Mm-hmm.
And after my shitty internet downloaded a game that's not even 4 gig, it took like 4 hours to download.
Ooh, that hurts.
She asked me this morning, hey, did you play your game at all? I'm like, I put 5 hours into it. Are you serious? Yeah.
Does it look like I'm fucking kidding?
And I've gotten so barely any distance into the story at all because I've been exploring the town.
I think I'd be doing the same thing.
Every house possible, explore everything. And that game is fucked up. Like it pushes some crazy ass limits.
Yeah, even just from the 5-10 minutes that I watched you play it, I'm just like, holy fuck, man.
When you open some of the doors in town, you know, if it's a house you're not supposed to explore, you'll get like some random skit, like the one the door opened up and it's just some guy like jerking off on a couch.
What the fuck?
With like a blanket on his lap. He's just jerking off. And then he gets up pissed off, his hand over his dick, and comes to the door and slams it. Open up another one and some guy's fucking a horse in his living room.
Wow. I do remember, actually, now that you mention it, I do remember seeing something, it might have been on Reddit, that apparently I don't know if it's the Australian or European, I think it's the European version, because theirs always get, like, edited to fuck. Like, it was something along the lines of, there was, like, the screen was blank, but it had, like, narrations on the bottom of it, and it said something about, like, Stan's dad, like jerking off or something like they had.
No,
like,
there's anal probe scenes which have been removed, and there are abortion scenes that have been removed
for the U.S. or
for everywhere but
for everyone,
the U.S. and both.
Okay,
coincidentally, both of those involve Randy Marsh.
I'm so not so surprised.
Randy
man.
Marsh gets his ass violated. And
actually, you know what? And I think
he has an abortion.
I think that was the scene that they took the screenshot from. So it was.
Yeah, I saw that.
It was the
that was the European
probing.
One.
Yeah, but I saw that and I'm just like, you know, I can't. I don't want to say that I'm surprised because I'm obviously not surprised.
Yeah.
But man, does it suck that they get like edited versions of stuff like that? Because it even said like something around along the lines of like, sucks to be you. Like,
Europe, like you lose or, again, like, Europe.
Yeah, something like that. And I'm just like, wow, that sucks. Like,
yeah, the game, yeah. The game is absolutely insane.
It looks gorgeous. It does. It looks fucking great.
It looks like you're playing the show.
Yeah. I'm really impressed with that. I think it's fucking fantastic.
So. And there are so many little nods to the entire series.
I've noticed that. Like, even just like, so, like the, what was it? The save screen had the taco.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm like,
one of the loading screens had Tally show up and it said, don't forget to bring a towel. It's like the tip when tips show up at the bottom. Yeah. The tip was,
when you're
don't
going
forget
someplace
to bring
new,
a towel.
Don't forget to bring.
Yeah.
When you're like, going someplace new, don't forget to bring a towel.
You can go into the characters' houses and go in their bedroom, and if you look in their closets, like different things that, like Cartman's closet has his wizard robe in there, and then his the coon outfit. It has a bottle of or a jar of weight gain 4000. Kenny's has Mysterion.
Oh, it's, wow.
There's just so much shit in there. You'll go into the stores downtown. And I walked into the
Chim
one
Pokemon?
Store. Oh, they're a collectible.
Yeah!
I already got an achievement for collecting some of them.
Oh, yeah.
You have to fight the power.
But I went into the stores downtown, and, you know, they're like normal stores. They have a radio playing, and I just fucking heard, gotta be a montage!
Oh,
montage. My God. Or like a chef song was playing. It's...
Suck on my chocolates out the ball.
I think that was one.
Put them in your mouth and suck them.
It is insane how much love has gone into this game.
I'm so glad.
If you're not a South Park fan, this won't win you over at all. The moment they tell you in the beginning that the name you chose for yourself will never be acknowledged and you'll just be called douchebag the entire game. That's when you know you're in for something special. Oh,
yeah, but even that. Like the secret achievement that you found.
Yeah, I didn't really look at all the secret achievements, but in the beginning, it lets you enter your name. And then when you enter it and hit start, it says, you selected the name douchebag, and you could say yes or no. If you say, it doesn't matter what you say, he's like, are you sure you want the name douchebag? Again, it doesn't matter what you select. He's like, all right, your name is douchebag. So the yes and no prompts mean nothing. But if you hit yes both times, it's like, you entered douchebag, right? Yes. Are you sure you want the name douchebag? Yes. You get an achievement called acceptance, that you just accepted that your name is going to be douchebag. I had no idea that was an achievement, and it popped up. I'm like, hey.
Well, that's a pleasant surprise.
That's nice.
Yeah, dude, I want to play that game so bad. So fucking bad.
Yeah. Just that one joke alone, you know, that's such like a video game designer's joke. Like, I want to play that so much more than I wanted to before.
There was a thing like right before we stopped, because you saved it like right before where you're at.
Yeah.
Apparently, like he was wandering
it's
around.
Still
like,
early doing, in the. Yeah. It's still early in the game, so I don't think it's any big spoilers. Okay.
Well, yeah, but it's. I mean, it's just a dialogue thing anyway. So he's like doing his thing, like he's just wandering around, like trying to loot like everything.
The one house that you're in.
But he's there with Butters. And like the part of the script that's going on is Kenny is being held hostage upstairs and is quote unquote being raped
because he's the princess in the game.
So mm-hmm. while he's like wandering around the house, like looting like all the enemies and stuff, like Butters is behind him, like, yeah, you know, take your time and you know, don't make sure you don't miss anything because our friend is just getting raped upstairs, like. Like, and they, like, there were three different dialogues that was just like pretty much saying like, yeah, you know, friend's getting raped. Don't make
it's
sure you
good.
Don't miss that other thing over there. Like,
I'm glad you're having fun exploring the game. You know, might want to not forget that our friend is being raped upstairs. Like, just the amount of vulgarity in this game blows my mind.
I'm so glad. It's everything I hoped for and more.
And it's all South Park. So it shouldn't shock me at all.
See, and the thing is, I've been dying for them to actually make a game that really encompasses the way that South Park just treats their material.
Yeah.
And there hasn't been a game like that since, like, the N64 one.
Well, it certainly helps that Matt and Trey actually were involved with writing this game.
You can tell. You could totally tell. Which is so... I mean, like, I'm so fucking happy for it. I really, really am. And I honestly, like... I don't even... It's one of those games where it's like, I don't even give a fuck what anybody will rate it. Like... sure, like maybe I'll take a peek at a Metacritic score or something like that, but I don't give a fuck about what somebody's going to review it because I know I'm going to enjoy it. Like,
the reviews have been awesome so far too.
Oh, really?
Like, most of them have been really, really good. There's a couple that are lower, and reading them, you could tell that they're not huge South Park fans.
Well, yeah, and that's, you know, you're not going to pick up. Hey, you're not going to pick up a fucking fishing game unless you want
to
fish.
Oh, this is the one secret achievement I wanted to read off. So. If you don't want to know about secret achievements, spoiler alert, the achievement name is called Too Far, and the description is, you farted on the corpse of an aborted Nazi zombie fetus.
One more time.
You farted on the corpse, farting on the corpse of an aborted Nazi zombie fetus.
Well, that's my game of the year. I'm just going to call it right now.
Stop playing Bravely Default and just start playing that.
It is absolutely amazing so far.
Oh, man.
Like, this is... I've been going nuts about this game for so long. Like, on Save Continue, I've posted any fucking chance I can about South Park. Like, the day it came out, I posted about it twice. Once at midnight saying, hey... Hallelujah, the game is out. And then again, because they released a launch trailer for the game, which the launch trailer alone is hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, in the trailer, Jimmy's like, Butters, you could suck on my elven dick. Just something stupid. It's insane. Well,
how about the other thing that ended up happening, like, before we ended up recording? He's like, Jimmy is a level 10 bard. And he's talked about that he's like this really powerful, like, you know, really powerful character. And I forget the line that he was giving.
I'm going to play this song of enchantment. And he's like, I'm going to play this song of enchantment. I'm going to play my song of enchantment. I'm going to play my song of enchantment.
And a prompt came up on the screen that said, hold B to skip.
And I'm laughing too hard to want to do it.
So it just sat there, just going.
It repeated. Like, it repeated like 15, 20 times.
It was awesome. It was fucking fantastic.
And then he finally said it.
He didn't even skip it. So it forced him to finally actually say the line.
Yeah.
Like.
Oh, and then the songs he sang. Jesus Christ.
It's so good. Oh, man, I need this fucking game. I really, really do. I think, honestly, the more and more that I think about it, it might actually bump its way up to a higher priority than Diablo in my book.
It should.
I like, it's the only problem is, like, Diablo's a little bit cheaper, so it might be more doable for me. So that's, like, because I could get Diablo for 40. Like, it's an expansion. Yeah. So it's not a full game. So it's really only like $40. So I don't know. We'll see.
Like, Titanfall and Dark Souls 2 are both out next week. And I'm,
oh my God,
I'm
that's
just,
next week.
I'm just thinking about South Park. Like, I was assigned a game to review, the game Magus for the PS3, which from what I've seen is god awful. And it's going to be like, it's either going to be the worst game I've ever played that's not Ride to Hell or Redemption,
ooh,
or it'll be the next coming of Deadly Premonition.
Ooh.
Because I only saw one critic review on Metacritic, which is like a 2 out of 10. But all the user reviews were fairly high. Even on Amazon, though, I think all the reviews on Amazon were 3s. And the one guy was like, I'm giving this game a 3 out of 5 on just because of they have to have huge goddamn balls to release this on a disc and say it's a finished game. Like, that alone makes me want to play that game.
But I like, don't.
I got a code to review the game. Yeah. Like that I'm assigned this game to review, and I'm like, I want to play South Park.
Yeah.
I'm doing this podcast, and I would rather be in the other room playing South Park.
I'm right there with you.
Unloved.
Because we're doing this podcast, and Princess Kenny is being raped in there.
Joe cares. He's a man of the people.
I am.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Yeah, I want to play that game so bad.
One of Princess Kenny... abilities in battle is to like distract the enemy. So since he's a princess, he walks up, pulls his top down, and pinches his nipples because he's the princess. And you do it in the one school, and the prince, you know, she pulls the top down, and the guy that you're trying to distract is like, boobies, I want to touch you. That's fucking Kenny.
What the fuck?
All of Kenny's lines. You know, because there's subtitles in the game. All of his lines just say,
That's great. Oh, man.
My Lord.
I want to play it so bad.
I know we usually joke around 10 out of 10, blademode.com. But if no one else gets a review up before I have time.
10 out of 10, blademode.com.
Probably.
That's okay.
Might go down to a 9 depending on how things go.
I don't know. Right now,
there have been some stutters and graphical issues, which apparently they're working on a patch for, but they don't bother me enough.
Yeah.
But right now, my gut feeling is this is probably going to be a 10.
That makes me so happy. That makes me so fucking happy.
Me too. I've been hyping this game up for like 2 years.
Yeah, how shitty would you feel if they put this out and you're like, oh, this really isn't that good?
If it was South Park 64 Part 2, I would have cried.
Yeah, but South Park 64 I still enjoyed at the time. You have to think of it. You have to think of the time frame.
Yeah.
You do. You have to think of the time frame. At that time, the most complex game that I had ever played was probably Super Mario 64.
Yeah. See, I can't even fault the glitches or graphic issues too much because it's Obsidian.
Yeah, dude.
And there haven't been that much compared to an Obsidian game. Like, when you see their logo on a game, you've got to expect shit's not going to work right all the time.
Mm-hmm. But when it does...
When it does, it's fucking awesome.
Hell yeah, man.
Yeah, holy shit, South Park. It's absolutely, absolutely worth picking up. Like, normally, I would feel so bad that Ashley bought me the digital version. I would try selling the physical one.
Not this
time. It was absolutely worth it. Especially because we got the Grand Wizard. Yeah, there's another thing. The Grand Wizard edition of the game we got for $60 instead of $80.
Yeah.
I never, if any game... Any other game would have a black character yell out, "For the KKK!" You'd be like, oh my god, what did he say? In here, Token yelling, "For the KKK!" is par for the course.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's tame.
Yeah, that is. That was one of the more tame things that I had seen while you were playing that game.
It's still hilarious hearing a black guy, a black character yell out, "For the KKK!"
Oh, man.
And it's like the Koopa Keep something, I kids Koopa Keep, or I don't remember what the KKK stands for. Wow. But the joke is that it's the KKK.
Oh my god. Mm-hmm. That's,
or the Koopa Kids Keep, or
Koopa Kid, Keep Kids of Koopa Keep,
something like that. It's so fucked up.
It Corey's Conversation Corner.
Yeah. Which we'll have that later on.
Well, yeah, you know, sorry for him. Sorry for Corey that we couldn't get to you this week.
Well, that's supposed to come at the end of the episode.
Well, I'm hour and 10 minutes.
We're going to call it an hour and 10. That's short for us. Wow.
That's on par. That's where we should be.
Yeah, that's where we should be. I feel bad because like Adam didn't get to say too much this
week. All right. I'm super tired today anyway. I just like listening to you guys.
Do you keep up with the show every week or no?
I have listened to a couple others.
You're not missing anything. It's fine.
No, not really.
Yeah, well, you know, but for the most part, I just work myself to death all day and all night.
Did you know we're on iTunes now?
What was that?
Did you know we're on iTunes now?
I did, yes.
Because we're on iTunes now.
If that's, you didn't know. And then, that's, and now it's going to be on tune. Bleeding Cool.
Yes.
I almost said Bleeding Through. I did. I almost said it. I'm like, it's Bleeding Through, Bleeding something else.
I was going to try getting Grant on again since he couldn't join us last week. I'm like, hey, you busy? Do you want to do a little podcasting with us this week and join us for the show? He's like, I'm in Japan.
Well, fuck you too, Grant. I want to be in Japan.
Hopefully he listens to this episode because this is 2 weeks in a row that we're thanking Grant for getting us on iTunes. And he hasn't been able to be here so we could thank him in person.
Dude, fucking Japan? Yeah. That's sweet, though. That's awesome. I want to go to Japan.
I'm like, did you want to Skype from Japan?
Man, dude, like, people from Japan would probably love me. They brought on, like, I'm not even trying to be like that guy. Like, they would fucking love me. They really would. I know it. I've got that feeling in my gut.
Kisa Huber.
Yeah, dude. It would sound awesome in Japanese. And just like, I don't know. I just, the way that they might think I'm Jason Segel. Like, it's just, they'll look at me and be like, oh, how much a mother? And they're like, yeah, man, like, all about it.
Like, you want to meet my mother?
Fuck yeah, I would. Sure. I'm sure she looks 12.
I've seen your giant American penis in Saving... Wait, what was that movie?
Forgetting Sarah Marshall? Yes.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall. I was Saving...
On it, what's really terrible...
Saving Private Marshall.
Saving Private Marshall. What's really terrible about anything that has to do with Jason Segel is my fiance will like watch that, and while she's watching it, she'll like look over at me just with a stupid-ass grin on her face because like she'll imagine me doing whatever it is that he's doing... Because I apparently I'm a dead ringer for him. I get it all the time.
Huh.
But the terrible part about it is like sometimes
she looked like Allison Hannigan.
Like sometimes I act like him, and I'm not even trying to. Like there was something like we went to a party or something like that. We went to a pizza party because we're fucking exciting. We went to a pizza party. Mm-hmm. Well, it was an absinthe and pizza party. I just didn't partake in the absinthe. Yep. We go to this party and the paddle that they were using to like get the pizzas out of the oven, somebody took it and like wound up and fucking just cracked me right in the ass with it. And they were just like, oh man, that looked like it really hurt. Like I feel bad. Like if you want, like you could take it and then like get a shot. I'm like, oh no. I'm going to save it. Cause then when you're not, like when you're not noticing it and when you're least expecting it, that's when I'm going to do it. And then Jordan turns to me and goes, you know that that's actually like the premise of one of the fucking episodes of How I Met Your Mother. And I'm like, no, I didn't. Thanks for telling me. Like,
yeah.
Oh God.
Not
yes.
Just one. It's like six.
Right. Like I didn't know that. Oh, and she was like, yeah, you're him. I'm like, no, I didn't know.
I was just thinking, oh my God, when I'm down lower, it's like so much louder in the headphones. What the fuck? I need another book then, because up here compared to down here.
That's because you're getting more of, you have to think of it like if you're pointing the microphone to the above your upper lip and below your nostrils.
Because I've tried having it point up more, but I don't know. It's like I need a sweet spot.
You do realize that these are drum mics,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Okay.
But so for the Dragon Fantasy Bass Challenge, I think there needs to be a joke in there that his name is Chris and not Jason Segel, but spelled S-E-A-G-U-L-L.
Oh, my God.
Jason Segel.
Jason Segel.
Ah!
Jason Segel.
Jason Segel.
Please don't. No, I spell it my name, because if you're going to base it off of me,
no,
I want
to
know that.
No,
it's
you
me.
Have to make like the character will talk to you and you'll be like, yeah, my name's Chris. No, my name is not Jason Segel. Why are you asking?
Or it could be something. It could be one of the prizes. So if you bring like a certain amount of
Jason
stuff,
Jason Segel,
you get a Segel,
a worthless item.
Yeah.
Like have it be an equipable that gives you an extra one hit point. Jason the Segel.
Jason the Segel.
Oh my! Or that could be your pet. You can have a pet on your shoulder.
Oh, my God. Please just put a seagull on my shoulder called Jason.
Instead of a parrot, you have a seagull named Jason the Seagull.
Please, please do that instead. I like that so much more.
Oh, my God.
That is actually what I wrote down as the thing to actually do.
Yes.
You will get your wish.
Dude, like that's going to be the fucking coolest thing ever.
We need to have you on the show a lot more.
Anytime.
You're good company.
And you guys have good ideas. So
no, they're not good ideas at all. They're funny.
It depends on what your definition of good is.
And that is what I make my games out of.
They are almost passable ideas.
Almost.
Very stupid passable ideas.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Jason the Seagull.
That's what indie games are. So, you know.
Yeah. I'll take it.
Speaking of an indie game, apparently coming very soon to Xbox One, PS4, PC, and the Wii U is Guacamelee Super Turbo Extended. Something crazy.
Super Turbo Extended.
Super Herbiter
HD Remix.
Edition, something.
I just had it pulled
version
up.
Version 0.2.
Guacamelee Super Turbo Championship Edition.
Yeah.
PS4, Xbox One, 360, Wii U. Because I think it's already out on PC.
Wii U.
So it's finally coming to everything else from Drinkbox Games.
I'm excited about that. Those guys are good guys.
I love
the
game.
It's good.
I still haven't played it yet. I really wanted to. It was in a Humble Bundle, and I almost picked it up, but...
Oh, news on a new Humble Bundle. Humble Mobile Bundle.
It's a mobile bundle, yeah.
Mobile bubble.
Something like that.
Rabble. So what other...
Stop your rabbling. Rabble.
What other big news came out that we could talk about? New update on the Xbox One hit today that adds optical audio.
Yeah, it's audio support for your controller.
It's not just the controller to allow the audio adapter that came out, but they have optical audio on the system, improved friends list and party and everything else. I'm trying to go through to see if we could actually add
there was an update on Payday 2. Some of you know that I play that every once in a while, but there's an update on Payday 2 that they started doing another, I think there's another overkill, like another difficulty setting now. I think they did like a set of masks that you could do essentially. Like there's one that you get for completing every single heist on normal, and then every single heist on hard. Every single heist on overkill, and you'll unlock a different mask like every single time you complete.
Jesus,
it's fucking brutal. Ever since they added cloakers back in, like cloakers are fucking bastards. Like they look like they have the glasses from or like the night vision goggles, like the three.
No, like Splinter
like
Cell.
Splinter Cell. They will appear out of nowhere and just fucking kick your ass and kill you in one shot.
God.
Like it is brutal. But yeah, man, like that's another game that like they've been doing a lot of updates. It's a free update. I think they added in like a couple other different like support things, but it's just I think a couple different enemies or something like that. But they support that game so fucking much, and it's a shame cuz I don't know how much they do on console.
Not much.
But damn, dude, on PC, it's like they're doing something almost every other week.
Yeah, you touch on that like every week too.
It's crazy. Like they're doing a lot of shit with that game, and it's on the regular like all the fucking time. So I mean, honestly, props to them for like really like pushing for it and pushing out like quality content. Like and some people bitch that it's like, you know, sometimes it's sometimes you have to actually pay for it and it's DLC, but the majority of the times it's only like $5. And most of the time when it actually comes out, they put it out on sale for a little while. So it's really not that much. And with how much it adds, I mean, like, I feel that it's worth it. I'm really not a big DLC guy, but I feel like they're justifiable.
On the DLC subject, Titanfall was announced that it will have a season pass, shocking everybody.
Not
sure. No one saw that coming at all.
Not at all.
Goat Simulator got a release date.
Dude, did you see the April fucking 1st? Trailer for
yes,
that game?
Yes, I saw the trailer.
I want to play the fuck out of that game.
I posted that trailer on Save Continue.
I want to play the fuck out of that game. You don't need, like, you think I'm trying to be funny? I want to play the fuck out of that game.
Some other news, Peggle 2 is going to hit the Xbox 360 in May, and they added dual mode to the Xbox One with a free update.
Cool.
So, yeah, Ashley and I were playing last night, so just start a board and you take turns on it, and it's fun.
Oh, you take turns on it?
Yeah, on the same board.
Oh, that's actually really cool. I like that.
It kind of, you would think a player one gets the benefit because they get to go first and there's more pegs there. But near the end, when there's only a couple pegs left, player two has a better chance of actually getting that final peg and getting the bonus.
Huh.
Yeah, it seemed to work out that way pretty much every game that Ashley and I played.
Interesting. But that's neat. I like the game mode. I think it's fitting.
And then I think the biggest news to come out in the past week, Batman Arkham Knight.
Yeah, I didn't get to see the trailer yet. But I noticed someone on my newsfeed posted about it. I forget who, but yeah, I'll have to check that out. Because I still haven't checked out Origins. I still haven't played through, let's see here. Asylum was the first one. City is the second one?
Yeah.
I haven't played through City yet. I started it. I haven't finished it. But I think that's because I burnt myself out because I never played. Like, when I bought them both at the same time. And I, like, marathoned through Asylum in, like, a day and a half. So it was just like, I fucking loved that game. And then, like, as soon as I was done with it, I started up City, which was a fucking terrible idea. Because at that point, you're kind of burnt out on it.
Yeah.
So I just never have gotten back to it now. So I think maybe, like, sometime soon I'll probably
I think the funniest part about the whole Arkham Knight trailer is that they're completely ignoring the existence of Origins.
Really?
Yeah, they're like, yeah, this is the conclusion to the Arkham trilogy.
Oh, so that was just a, hey, here, have a game.
Well, Rocksteady didn't do Origins, so they're just ignoring it. It's like, yeah, we didn't do it. That's not our game. Fuck it.
Hmm. Yeah,
we're Asylum, City, and Knight. You.
Fuck you.
And you get to drive the Batmobile in this one?
Oh, shit.
Yep.
I'm sold. I'm totally sold.
So, any big news on your end, Adam, before we wrap things up? Besides your added bass challenge.
Port, it's coming along really well. Like, it actually feels really good now. I'm super happy with how it's playing.
Nice.
Like I said, you know, adding some stuff to Book 2 before we release that for other platforms. Cause you know, honestly, I just wasn't satisfied with what we put out for PlayStation. Like it was good, but it wasn't done. No. You know, I should have some stuff to talk about with that and probably by the end of the month.
Nice.
Getting ready for GDC, and PAX. I'm going to be doing a panel at PAX East with Dale North and Alexa Ray and Jason from Kotaku.
Nice.
I'm really upset that I'm not going. I have tickets. Dale. I bought tickets for PAX and I can't go.
Oh, awesome.
I can't go.
We'll have to get lunch or something.
I can't go.
Oh,
I know. I'm moving into a new apartment and selling my PAX tickets is going to take care of the first 2 weeks. So
if I could find a ride, maybe I'll buy your tickets.
What was that?
I said, at least there's that.
Yeah. And you know, I gotta be an adult, man.
So if I bought his tickets and found a way up there, could I room with you?
I don't know where I'm staying. I got to figure that out. I've been real lazy about it. I kind of, you know, I got some friends in Boston. So I,
You'd be able to see the harmonics, guys.
They're like in Cambridge or whatever. But,
hey, Nick Chester, can I crash with you?
Yeah, right.
Who are you again?
I'm sure I'll figure something out. But if you do go, let me know, and I'll we'll grab lunch or something.
It's highly unlikely, but I'm trying to pester Ashley into letting me do it. When is it again?
April.
It's in April, sometime in April.
Not much is coming out in April.
Like first or second week of April or something like that.
Not much is coming out in April.
Well, if you want those passes, you have to buy them by next week.
Damn.
Because I need the money by the 15th, which is the first day that I start my rent. So that's the shitty part about it.
Maybe Ashley will listen to this podcast.
I'm sure she won't.
No, she won't. No, she won't.
Sorry. Yeah, dude. Honestly, like, I do want to make a trip up to Boston at some point too, because I want to, like, I want to see the harmonics guys too. Yeah. So I mean, like, well, where are you at? Where are you at?
He's in California.
Cali?
Yeah, I'm in Oakland.
Which is not near Boston.
It's not near Boston.
It's much closer to GDC.
What's GDC?
Game Developers Conference. It's not so much like a gamers show as it is like a really game developers show. So it's really boring compared to PAX, but like, you know, all of us game developers get together. We have a big party.
So it's like MAGFest, but for game developers.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
I wonder if Kunal's going. You can hook up with him.
And Morgan Tucker did the music for Dragon Fantasy Book 1. Every year, he throws a big party for GDC called POW. First year was POW. Second year was POW POW. Now it's POW POW POW. Next year, it'll be POW 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 POW. And I asked him how long he's going to keep adding another POW to the name, and he said, as long as it takes.
As long as it takes.
Oh, my Lord.
Very cool. Yeah. What, can't it just be like
POW 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 POW
POW cubed?
At a certain point, yeah. So that's a big old chiptune show. So if anybody listening is going to be in San Francisco for GDC, it's the Tuesday during GDC week at DNA Lounge.
Do you know who's performing?
Let's see. Crash Faster, which is his band, is doing Dragon Fantasy 1 remixes. Lloyd Kaufman, Vert.
Oh, Jake Kaufman.
Yep.
Not Lloyd.
Jake Kaufman. Sorry. Lloyd Kaufman is the guy from fucking
Trauma.
Toxic Avenger.
Yep.
Yeah. Trauma Studios. I was talking about him earlier today.
I'm in a Trauma movie.
You're in a Trauma movie?
Yeah, I am, actually.
How the fuck don't I know these? Tell me the story.
So it's called Kickball. It was actually filmed like a few years back. It was actually filmed up in Scranton, and they needed extras. And I know the guy that was actually the lead in the movie.
Wow.
Because he was like, I guess he was dating. Let me see if I get the connection right. He was dating the sister of my godfather's girlfriend. Yes, that's what it was. And we were at some sort of like summer family gathering, like a cookout or something like that. And like him and I just kind of like got to bullshitting, like, you know, just talking about whatever. And he was just like, yeah, I'm in this movie. And I'm like, oh, really? Like what's it about? And he's like, well, you know, I'm this guy that puts together this kickball team. And I'm like, well, who's involved with it? He's like, it's a Trauma film. I'm like, it's a Trauma film? he's like, yeah, I mean, like, they're really, like, you know, pretty awful, but they're not, like, you know, they have like this cult like following. I'm like, oh, I'm aware. And he's like, yeah, we're filming like a week or two from now. We need extras, so, you know, if you want to come up and be in the movie, like, just come up and play kickball and get recorded being an idiot. And I'm like, all right, dude, fucking I'm all in.
That's funny.
So yeah, dude, I am in a Trauma film.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I still haven't actually taken the time to find where I am in the movie because I don't think I can actually sit through the whole movie.
Oh, God. It is a trauma film.
It is a trauma film. But the thing, and it's funny how I actually found out about the movie and how we got on the subject of the movie in general was because we were talking about the band Shat. The band Shat, it's a joke. It's like a, like our tri-state area, really terrible, like punk hardcore version of Gwar that is nothing about, like nothing but dick jokes. Like the Sounds lead great. Singer, the lead singer has a helmet that has a dildo mohawk and like a naked Barbie on a dildo crucifix that he hangs around his neck with elbow pads, knee pads, wrist pads, gloves, boots, all of them with dildos all over them. It's a sight to see. It's interesting.
We will not be playing their music.
We should.
No.
Dude, it's so good. Like, all of their songs are like a minute long, like a minute, minute and a half. Well, they did the score for the movie. Well, and by score, it's really just one song. all of their songs are like they have like one line or two lines that they just fucking repeat for like the whole song for like a minute and that's it. So it's like one of them is like some of their more PC ones would be oh fuck, I stepped in shit. Oh fuck, I stepped in shit. And now my shoes are going to smell. Like, and that's the whole song. Like it, and then they just pick another like thing that they're gonna say. It's like
sounds like Wesley Willis.
Yeah. Like, I got a boner and I want a boner. I got a boner. Got a boner and I want a boner. Like the whole song. Like it's just, and they just repeat that for like fucking like 20 measures. There's your song.
Awesome.
But it's fucking hysterical. I saw them live and like that's how we, like me and him started talking about the band Shat and he's like, yeah, they're doing the song for this movie I'm in. And I'm like, oh fuck, dude. Like
you are getting so much worse with going off on tangents.
Hey, you said to explain the story, so
and now you're talking about Shat.
Because everybody needs to know who Shat is, actually.
So anyway, Vert's playing.
So Vert's playing. I'm in a trauma film.
God, I've even forget. Yeah. because I mistook him for fucking Lloyd Kaufman.
That's it. Yep. That's how we got here.
Let's see. Let me real quick just look up who else is playing.
I'm surprised since it's not like too far. Well, I mean, it is kind of far from Washington. It's the other, like, if Rival is going to be there.
Maybe. That's why I was asking if A-Rival was going to be playing the show.
They do sometimes. I don't know if they're doing this one. This is not the right show. Hold on.
Google, you have failed. It's okay.
There's two pow pow pows going on. There's usually two. Pow, pow. They pow, do pow, like pow. A big one and a smaller one. Dose One, Samurai Gun soundtrack guy, I guess. Minus Baby's going to be playing. Darius Carlin from Dungeon Dashers. Danimal Cannon.
Danimal!
We've had him on the show.
Alice Effect. And Spacetown Savior. Oh, and the Nidhogg guy.
Ah.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
So there
probably some more stuff too.
So Vert and Danimal are the two guys you got to give hugs for me since I can't
I
be
will.
There.
No problem. Oh, my God. Don't tell him I accidentally called him Lloyd Kaufman. I've wondered several times if he ever gets that.
I think it'd be hysterical. Oh, well, maybe one of these times. I mean, the timing is so fucking awful because it's around like right when I would be getting back from MAGFest.
Yeah.
But one of these years, I do want to try and make it out to NAMM. So I want to try and make it out to California for that. So if I do make it out to California, then maybe we can go out for lunch.
Yeah, totally. My wife goes to NAMM with her band. Did I tell you about her band, the Killer Queens, all girl queen cover band?
What? How have you not mentioned this before?
I'm curious.
Go on.
Please do.
My wife is in a band, all girl queen cover band. They do all the big hits. You know, they've been touring a bunch, and well, in California anyway. They just played House of Blues in Anaheim, and that went real well. And they've been playing all the big clubs in San Francisco since they got back. And they're the lead singer is, if I'm not mistaken, Edmund McMillan's cousin, the guy who did Super Meat Boy's cousin.
Awesome.
Oh my god.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I love Queen.
I don't think they have seen each other in many, many years because she doesn't know anything about like his games or any of that stuff.
That's hysterical.
She's like, yeah, I know my cousin made a bunch of money doing something.
Oh my god.
Something.
And I'm like, yeah.
Some
like
nerd shit.
Putting it kind of mildly, but
yeah.
God, how many copies of Super Meat Boy did they sell?
A bajillion.
Close.
Yeah, a bajillion. Yeah.
A metric really shit ton. To,
Mugenix, by the way. Mugenix is going to be my fucking jam, I'm pretty sure.
Dude, I love Queen. That seriously, like, that just made my day. That's fucking fantastic.
Oh, good, good. Yeah, I mean, if you look on my Facebook page, I'm sure you'll see plenty of stuff about her shows. So,
do you have? I don't know if I have your Facebook page.
Oh, I thought we did that.
He's on mine.
I don't remember. I'm going to check quick. Adam Groupon.
yeah, it's with a silent G, not spelled.
There he is.
And I'm not the figure skater.
That one. No, I'm not. I don't have you added.
You son of a bitch.
I did it now. So.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, here it is. And bam.
Perfect.
We're now friends.
Yay.
Yay. Perfect. And now you have plenty of source material to judge the NPC character by.
Yes, totally. Perfect. There we go.
And the seagull.
Just give
companion.
Him a Slayer shirt. It'll look exactly like me.
So, since you're talking about all these things that people have to get to, I'm going to tell you something you need to get to. And that is MAGFest next
Fuck
January.
Yeah, MAGFest.
I need to go to MAGFest very badly.
Yes, you do.
When's the next one?
January.
When's the next one? January.
Yeah.
Good. Plenty of time.
Technically, but I'm hearing these rumors and rumblings that apparently at Game Over Baltimore, they confirmed that there's going to be a MAGFest 8.5 in September.
I'm excited for this.
I don't know anything else except for like third-hand chatter, but if that's happening...
We'll probably go. I will figure out some way to go.
If we could get tickets.
Yeah, that's the thing. From what Joe was saying, it's going to be like super exclusive.
Yeah, like the last MAGFest had, I think, 7,000 people, possibly
more
10,
than that.
10,
it was like
people?
Over 10,000.
Okay, so over 10,000 people at the last MAGFest. And the rumors that I'm hearing is that this MAGFest 8.5 is going to be at the old Hilton that we used to be at before the popularity exploded, and the attendance cap is going to be like 2,000.
Wow.
So if it's happening, tickets might not be easy to get.
We'll get them.
I fucking hope
we'll
so.
We'll fucking get them.
I have never missed a MAGFest. I do not want to miss a MAGFest that technically already passed.
Yeah, right? 8.5?
And we're... In January, it'll be 12.
How does that work? Numbers!
It's going to, I guess, I wonder if they're going to do like two MAGFests every year where the normal numbered one is going to be
the one
at the Gaylord with thousands and thousands of people, and then they'll have a scaled back old school MAGFest at the Hilton.
I'd be down. I'd
be
super down.
Which would be fucking cool. It's only going to be 3 days instead of five.
That'd be so much like easier managed. Like it'd be easier on the wallet.
Yeah.
That I don't have.
I gotta look into reserving a room.
Yeah. Reserving a room.
Yeah.
Get a room.
Well, Pappy said he doesn't want to do a suite for
No, you just do a fucking regular one.
Yeah.
Just a regular normal ass room.
He's like, if I go to 8.5, I don't want to host a fucking thing.
Yeah, no. I want other
people to host me.
Exactly. Yeah, so someone can actually take a picture of his ballin' ass suit too.
So yeah, if this whole 8.5 thing is legit and actually happens in September, you could always try going to that one.
Uh-huh.
Or go to MAGFest 12 in January.
Yeah.
Or do them both.
Or maybe, yeah. Because I'll probably figure out what Morgan's plans are for those, because he usually goes and plays, I think, and just latch on to his plans, because
there you go.
That's what I do.
Do it up.
Yep.
Well, we'll remind you as soon as we know more information, then we'll hit you up so you know.
Excellent.
Indeed. Well, now that we've gone an extra half hour past what we thought was going to be a good ending spot.
Yeah. Hey, listen, the fact that we had to talk about trauma.
We could have gone back to Grandma's Boy since that was on Comedy Central the other night.
It was.
And I posted
Comedy Central every night.
And it reminded me of Adam.
Yeah. That, and we absolutely had to fucking talk about
Dragon Fantasy Bass Challenge.
We had to talk about fucking Killer Queens. I'm just saying. Yeah. Like, I'm so excited. Like, I'm going to, like, to probably tomorrow, if I have any downtime, I'm probably going to be YouTubing and seeing if I can find something. Because I'm really interested.
They should be all over the place.
Nice.
And their website's thekillerqueens.com. Don't go to killerqueens.com. That is not the same thing.
That's probably like porn.
Yeah, pretty much.
Sweet.
I think it's transgendered porn, but
the killer queens. Okay, just to clarify
for our listener, so Zach,
the killer queens.
Yes. Randall,
killer queens.
Just so everyone knows what they gotta do. Well, unfortunately, because we went this extra half hour, we're not going to have time for Corey's Conversation Corner this week. So apologies to Corey. We'll try to get you in next time.
He did order a CD, and I did ship it out. By this time, let's see here. It's by the time that we're recording it. Yeah, he'll have already gotten it, and he'll have seen what I wrote on the back.
Did you tell him to shut the fuck
up?
Yes,
I did.
Just in case he's listening, Corey, shut the fuck up. Adam, do you want to tell Corey to shut the fuck up?
Shut the fuck up, Corey.
Good job.
Yeah.
Did you listen to last week's episode?
No, I didn't.
Listen to it and you'll get it.
Okay.
We had like four people on last week and he was on to talk about his album. And the rest of the time he wasn't saying shit. So halfway through the show, just randomly, we'll start yelling, shut the fuck up, Corey. Like, Jesus Christ, you talk so much. Just shut the fuck up, Corey. So that's.
Would you say he was out of his element?
No, because as soon as we stopped recording, he started talking like.
Oh, yeah. He was just like, oh, man, that was awesome. And
I'm so glad you had me. It's like you could have talked during the show. He's like, well, other people were talking. I didn't want to interrupt anyone.
It's important to wait one's turn.
It's like, have you listened to us the rest of the show? We tell each other to shut the fuck up so I can talk all the time.
Dude, and he canceled his band practice or something like that so that he could do the podcast. And then he didn't even talk about his band.
So at the end, we hit record again and made him talk about his band.
That's good.
Like, we were about to stop, like, everything. And he was just like, yeah, I gotta tell my band members and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, why didn't you talk about it? Like,
like fuck it, hit record. Talk about your fucking band, Corey. Okay, now shut the fuck up, Corey. Anyway, music this week, since this is the second time we've had Adam on and we already had Dale on and we haven't done it yet, I'm going to play some songs off the Dragon Fantasy 2 soundtrack from Dale North. What is it? ScarletMoonRecords.com?
Yes.
I hope I got that right.
Yes.
Or you could find out. You could stalk Dale at Destructoid.com.
And talk about corgis.
Yeah. And again, follow him on Twitter, at Dale North, because he wants people to follow him on Twitter.
I want people to follow me on Twitter, too.
Well, what's your Twitter name?
At the Adam Rippon.
Because Adam Rippon is a porn site. It's a porn Twitter.
No, Adam Rippon is a figure skater.
My Twitter handle, which I use very seldom, but I do use it, @_ChrisHuber_.
I don't think I follow you on Twitter.
You should. I do have some posts every once in a while, but the majority of the time I'm talking to drum companies. That's,
oh, God.
I talk to them about, like, the fact that they don't have a drumstick in the size that I need. That's, you know.
I would talk about my
or
Twitter
their stuff
handle.
Is really bad.
But if you're listening to the show, you're probably already following me on Twitter. So
probably. Then, honestly, like, I use Twitter just to keep up on, like, bands and companies. Like, it's just like.
It's like the fourth time we're trying to wrap this up. So stop going off on tangents. Music
I have
this
nothing left to say.
Music this week, Dale Nord, Dragon Fantasy 2 soundtrack. Thank you to Adam Rippon for coming on. Rippon. Rippon, Rip, Adam Groupon.
Adam Groupon.
I just always want to say Rippon instead of Rippon.
I don't know. You know, everybody.
Do you know how to pronounce your name?
Thanks to Cal Ripken for coming on.
Yeah.
Adam Ripken.
Figure skater pronounces it.
Mm-hmm. However he says it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Look that guy
so,
up.
So thank you for the figure skater for coming on. Do you have any final words before we head out?
Shut the fuck up.